Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 18th. We are in a section of the prayers of the Bible. So today we'll be in 1 Kings chapter 8. This includes the prayer that Solomon prayed at the dedication of the temple. Remember, yesterday we read about David wanting to build the temple, and today we're going to see that come to fruition in Solomon's life, and he is now dedicating the temple to the Lord. This is a quite lengthy passage, so we're just going to read some of it today in the Message translation, paraphrase. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11, and this is where the Ark of the Covenant is brought into the temple. Then I'm going to move over to verses 22 through 30, and this is where Solomon prays a prayer of dedication, asking God to watch over the temple and to listen to the prayers that are offered there. Then we'll read two more snippets, verses 41 through 43, where Solomon prays for foreigners in the land, and then verses 54 through 61, where Solomon speaks a blessing over the people. 1 Kings chapter 8 in the Message paraphrase. Bringing all this to a climax, King Solomon called in the leaders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes and the families of the patriarchs, to bring up the chest of the covenant of God from Zion, the city of David. And they came, all Israel, before King Solomon in the month of Ethanim, the seventh month, for the great autumn festival. With all Israel's leaders present, the priest took up the chest of God and carried up the chest and the tent of meeting and all the holy vessels that went in the tent. King Solomon and the entire congregation of Israel were there at the chest, worshiping and sacrificing huge number of sheep and cattle, so many that no one could keep track. Then the priests brought the chest of the covenant of God to its place in the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, under the wings of the cherubim. The outspread wings of the cherubim stretched over the chest and its poles. The poles were so long that their ends could be seen from the entrance to the inner sanctuary, but were not noticeable farther out. They're still there today. There was nothing in the chest but the two stone tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where God made a covenant with Israel after bringing them up from Egypt. When the priest left the holy place, a cloud filled the temple of God. The priests couldn't carry out their priestly duties because of the cloud. The glory of God filled the temple of God. And now moving over to verse 22, and I'm going to read through verse 30. Before the entire congregation of Israel, Solomon took a position before the altar, spread his hands out before heaven, and prayed, O God, God of Israel, there is no God like you in the skies above or on the earth below, who unswervingly keeps covenant with his servants and relentlessly loves them as they sincerely live in obedience to your way. You kept your word to David, my father, your personal word. You did exactly what you promised, every detail. The proof is before us today. Keep it up, God, O God of Israel. Continue to keep the promises you made to David, my father, when you said, you'll always have a descendant to represent my rule on Israel's throne, on the condition that your sons are careful to live obediently in my presence as you have. O God of Israel, let this all happen. Confirm and establish it. Can it be that God will actually move into our neighborhood? Why, the cosmos itself isn't large enough to give you breathing room, let alone this temple I've built. Even so, I'm bold to ask. Pay attention to these my prayers, both intercessory and personal. Oh God, my God, listen to my prayers, energetic and devout, that I'm setting before you right now. Keep your eyes open to this temple night and day, this place of which you said, my name will be honored there. And listen to the prayers that I pray at this place. Listen from your home in heaven, and when you hear, forgive. When someone hurts a neighbor and promises to make things right, and then comes and repeats the promise before your altar in this temple, listen from heaven and act accordingly. Judge your servants, making the offender pay for his offense and setting the offended free from any charges. And moving over to verses 41 through 43. And don't forget the foreigner who is not a member of your people Israel, but has come from a far country because of your reputation. People are going to be attracted here by your great reputation, your wonder-working power, who come to pray at this temple. Listen from your home in heaven. Honor the prayers of the foreigner so that people all over the world will know who you are and what you're like, and will live in reverent obedience before you, just as your own people Israel do, so they'll know that you personally make this temple that I've built what it is. And then finally, from verses 54 through 61. Having finished praying to God all these bold and passionate prayers, Solomon stood up before God's altar, where he had been kneeling all this time. His arms stretched upward to heaven. Standing, he blessed the whole congregation of Israel, blessing them at the top of his lungs. Blessed be God, who has given peace to his people Israel, just as he said he'd do. Not one of all those good and wonderful words that he spoke through Moses has misfired. May God, our very own God, continue to be with us, just as he was with our ancestors. May he never give up and walk out on us. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signposts, walking at a pace and rhythm he laid down for our ancestors. And let these words that I've prayed in the presence of God be always right there before him, day and night, so that he'll do what is right for me, to guarantee justice for his people Israel day after day after day. Then all the people on earth will know God is the true God. There is no other God. And you, your lives must be totally obedient to God, our personal God, following the life path he has cleared, alert and attentive to everything he has made plain this day. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I just want to reiterate some of the things that Solomon said as a blessing over the people. May God continue to be with us, just as he was with our ancestors. Think about if you are a person who is in a covenant faith, like your parents and grandparents were part of the faith, just the blessing that that is. And if not, the wonderful way that someone along the way parented you into the faith. And then that he may never give up and walk out on us. That's such an image, isn't it? Lord, be present with us, we pray. May he keep us centered and devoted to him, following the life path he has cleared, watching the signpost and walking at the pace and rhythm he laid down for our ancestors. Will you pray with me? God, just like Solomon, we are thankful that you live with us. It says in the New Testament that our bodies are the temple of the Lord, and we want to be a clean temple for your presence and to be used as a light to our generation. And so we ask your blessings upon us, and I ask a blessing over my brothers and sisters even now, Lord, that you would bless and keep them, that you would make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them, that you would lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace. Amen.